We begin today with the warning that trade tensions between the US and China threaten a sharp slowdown in the global economy. The International Monetary Fund has downgraded its growth forecasts on the back of new evidence that China's economy might be headed for a hard landing. With more on that and the risks to Australia, I'm joined in the studio by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. So, Peter, this warning from the IMF is in sharp contrast to the optimism last year that the global economy was in good shape. What's changed?
Well, Eleanor, it's certainly a big reality check, but the warnings have been flowing thick and fast even before the IMF's update on the world economy, which hit earlier today. Now, the IMF is blaming escalating trade tensions for the new pessimism, which became evident late last year, amid concerns that simmering trade tensions might end up morphing into a fully blown trade war that would have global consequences. As a result, the IMF has lowered its growth forecast from 3.7% in 2018, down slightly to 3.5% this year. That's not a major downgrade, but the IMF worries that it wouldn't take too much to trigger a downturn or even a shock, such as a no-deal Brexit or a hard economic landing in China. And just yesterday, we saw official figures showing China growth down slightly to 6.4%, but some economists are saying the reality is probably a lot worse. The IMF's Managing Director, Christine Lagarde, is in Davos, Switzerland, at the World Economic Forum, where she said there's still time for policymakers to address issues such as high public and private debt before it's too late.
Does that mean that a global recession is around the corner? No. But the risk of a sharper decline in global growth has certainly increased. Add to this the uncertainty, the geopolitical worries, and disappointing long-term growth prospect, and you have an economic picture with a pretty clear message. And the message is the following: address remaining vulnerabilities and be ready if a serious slowdown were to materialise.
So, Peter, how exposed is Australia to any slowdown or shock?
Well, this is the big challenge for the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and the potential incoming Treasurer Chris Bowen. Even though the US-China trade tensions and a shock from China are largely out of their control, but of course a shock from China would hit here hard. Now, the coming federal election will be fought on sound economic management skills and how to maintain 27 years of unbroken economic growth. Despite that, there's no sign at the moment of any recession on the horizon. Now, Josh Frydenberg was playing politics hard when he spoke at the Sydney Institute this morning, especially with the holy grail of a budget surplus in sight, but he wasn't pulling any punches on the economic challenges, also warning that Labor's policy to overhaul negative gearing might actually worsen the current housing correction.
Just as Howard and Costello's strong budget management prepared the nation for the unexpected shock of the global financial crisis, the coalition is again rebuilding the buffers. That will mean Australia will be better able to absorb the impact of any future economic and financial shock. As the Prime Minister has warned, there are storm clouds in the global economic environment. While the Reserve Bank of Australia, in its most recent monetary statement in December, said that the Australian economy is performing well, they did point to some uncertainty in the outlook for household consumption. This is where confidence in the housing market is absolutely key. What the economy can ill afford right now are punitive tax policies completely inappropriate for the current environment.
So that's the Australian Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg. But Peter, has there been much reaction on share markets to the IMF's warning or to China's announcement of its slowing growth?
Well, Wall Street was closed for the Martin Luther King public holiday, so Australia and Asia have been the first to react. The All Ordinaries Index was down around 0.2% in late morning trade. The big four banks, the mining giants BHP and Rio, are lower given the China slowdown fears. The Australian dollar was also weaker at around 71.5 US cents.
Peter Ryan, the ABC's senior business correspondent, thank you.